From the RFC News Desk, I'm Chris with your daily Transformers News Update for Wednesday, May 20th, 2020. Reddit user TypeNext has posted a mysterious photo showing what's purported to be an upcoming redeco of Earthrise leader Optimus Prime. The toy is shown only in vehicle mode from the side, but that's enough to get the broad strokes. Featuring mainly dark grays and blacks, this is being represented as a dead Optimus Prime with all color drained from the body, just as seen in the 1986 animated movie. Not seen as Optimus crumbling to dust and blowing away. If you're skeptical at this point, good, so was I. But there's a couple of details in the provided photo that led me away from thinking this was a Photoshop job for laughs. The easiest answer would have just been performing a desaturation of the reds and blues, but that alone wouldn't result in the tones seen in the photo. More work could, of course, have been done, but I don't think it was. What sold me on this being for real was a small thing on the cab. What looks very much like an extra window. Or more correctly, an additional area left unpainted on one of the panels cast in clear plastic. It's far from the most definitive sign, but it makes this stand out more than a straight palette swap. Another unsubstantiated anecdote about this toy suggests that it has a modified head sculpt versus the original Earthrise release. There is another reason to think this is genuine, which is the individual that shared it. TypeNext was the source for the first in-hand photos of Siege, Bluestreak, and Ratchet last year, so they do seem to have something of an inside track for these things. Now, you may recall that some weeks back, an Amazon listing popped up for an alternate universe Optimus Prime at the leader price point, for which we've had no further information. This would certainly be an unexpected outcome of an alternate universe, but the product copy could very reasonably hint at the G1 cartoon being an alternate universe from what Earthrise represents. It's also possible this might have been meant as an SDCC exclusive for this year, in which case it would be a separate product from whatever alternate universe Optimus Prime ends up being. Should that turn out to be the case, the cancellation of SDCC would see this shifted to probably being directly distributed exclusively through Hasbro Pulse. Alternate Universe Optimus Prime has been listed with a July 1st release date, and an SDCC exclusive would be sold just a few weeks later, normally. So whatever this is, or might have originally been, we'll probably find out more relatively soon. This RFC News Desk update is brought to you by the support of our fans and listeners. People just like you help us make the podcast and blog content you love, and you can help too! Become a patron at patreon.com/tfradio to support our shows directly and get some cool benefits and rewards. Or you can buy our merchandise, including shirts, masks, stickers, and more at tfradio.net/shirt. And of course, as always, do your regular Amazon shopping using our affiliate link, tfradio.net/Amazon. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but we get a little bit back from every purchase. You can find more News Desk content and all of our other shows at tfradio.net. We record Radio Free Cybertron every Wednesday night, and you can watch us live at tfradio.net/live. Visit our Discord server, where you can chat with us during the recording of RFC, and hang out all week long. That's at tfradio.net/discord. I'm Chris, and this has been your Transformers News Update from the RFC News Desk.